today's particular gospel lesson is probably one of the more recognizable stories for the entirety of the New Testament. It's recognizable partially because it's iconic, recognizable partially because it's an easy story to tell and to remember, but also because it was so significant in the ministry of Jesus Christ, specifically in the first half of his ministry, that he was just a preacher and a rabbi whose miracles absolutely enthralled the crowds. One can break Jesus' ministry up into sort of two distinct portions. The first portion was Jesus' ministry in Galilee. While he was ministering in Galilee, and that's the portion of the kingdom of Israel almost as far away from Jerusalem as you can get. This is the part of the kingdom that's at the fringe of the Gentile world. And while Jesus was here, his ministry was exceptionally popular. He wasn't followed around by just 12 disciples. He was followed around by such a great crowd of people that he literally found it impossible to get away from them, even when he needed to get away from them and take a break. So we have all these interesting stories about Jesus actively trying to escape the crowd. He'll go up on top of a mountain to be alone, or he'll get out in a boat and try to sail away to be alone. And more often than not, he finds himself cornered again by the crowds, which he's always merciful to, which he always answers their needs in not just equal proportion to their needs, but far, far greater than what they need. There's this fascinating story about Jesus feeding these thousands of people, and we wind up with all of these loaves of bread and baskets and baskets of bread left over. Now, the story on the face of it is a fairly interesting story, but it becomes much more interesting if you know the historical background behind it. And there is a fairly fascinating historical background behind it. When God commissioned the construction of the temple that was in Jerusalem, the sole and singular function of the temple was to be God's resting place. It was where he inhabited the city and the country of Israel and Jerusalem, respectively. There were a lot of very unusual things that were required for the construction of the temple. This many candles, that many braziers, this many curtains, this specific quantity of dimensions on the building, all of which were very, very specifically laid out when God commissioned the temple. One of the interesting things that was required, it was called the Bread of the Presence. And in the near the Holy of Holies, in the center of the temple, there would always be on display 12 loaves of bread. These loaves were to represent the 12 tribes of Israel, and they were there for God. But every Sabbath, the loaves had to be replaced with new, fresh ones. So what happened to the 12 that had been there? Well, the 12 that had been there were designated for the priests that served the temple. That way they had bread. By the time we get to the Second Temple era, when much has been, I wouldn't say improved, but certainly enlarged on the ministry that God had left for the people of Israel, we know that there are over 1,000 priests serving in the temple at this point. We can imagine, 12 loaves did not go very far for the people who were the priests. Really, you kind of got, a pinch of bread. And you would think that would be probably kind of an unsatisfying meal. But according to the legends from that time, and again, this is according to legends, this isn't biblical, this is just what the histories tell us that people spoke about among themselves, was that when God was favoring Israel, when Israel was faithful, when God was truly present in the Holy of Holies, that one little pinch of bread for the priests who served in the temple would not only be sufficient, but frequently it would be way too much. Yeah, that little pinch of bread satisfied them completely, and they had leftovers. And there were stories about baskets and baskets of leftovers being piled up in the temple from the 12 loaves of bread that had fed the 1,000-plus priests. See, when Jesus feeds the people here in this field, this is not a new miracle for God. This is a continuation of the miraculous action that God has already been taking among his people. And it's a symbol for them, a signal for them to understand God's presence anew. Now God is no longer just trapped in the temple. He's out wandering around the Galilean countryside, and he's in their midst, and he's speaking to them, because this is Jesus himself performing this miracle, demonstrating his presence, showing the people the miracle of the loaves, paralleling the miracle of the loaves of presence that happened in Jerusalem when God is truly present with the people of Israel. And the baskets of leftovers also mirrors the baskets of leftovers that were legendary among the priests that were serving within the temple there in Jerusalem. It's so important to note that Jesus never casually performs a miracle. Jesus never wakes up on a Thursday and goes, "You know what would be fun to do today? I think it would really, really wow the crowds. It would be an awesome spectacle if we just fed a bunch of people with a handful of food." No, no, no. When Jesus performs a miracle, there's always a significance and a greater meaning behind it. He is trying to convey with every action, with every word, with every lesson, with every parable, and with every miracle, what it is that he wants people to know about the new kingdom of God. What is it that he's teaching them in this? Well, that God's no longer stuck in the temple. That God is no longer out of the day-to-day lives of ordinary people and only in the lives of the priests. The first thing he's teaching them is, you're eating the bread of presence. So you are having this direct experience with God the same way the priests in the temple did. God is no longer limited to that experience. And what's more, because he's doing this in the Galilean region, it's not just Jews and people with traditional Jewish heritage that are following Jesus. No, this land is full of Gentiles as well. And we know from reading that when Jesus was doing his ministry in Galilee, he didn't stray away from the Gentile communities. There's no reason to assume that the Gentile communities were not a part of this feeding of thousands of people. And so again, we have God in the person of Jesus Christ redefining the nature of God's presence on earth. Now, not only is it no longer just in the temple with the priests, it's now no longer just with the people of Israel. And what's more, the generosity of God is unchanged. The notion that God could feed all these people is amazing. But the notion that there are leftovers is doubly amazing. It is a sign that God will provide for his people not just what they need, but more than they need, in great abundance. When we today talk about God's presence in our lives, we talk about having life abundant, life everlasting. We share in the life of our Lord Jesus Christ in our baptism in him. And in this way, we receive life eternal. But as the Holy Spirit inhabits us, the same way the Holy Spirit inhabited the temple, because that was the role of the temple, is to be the place that the Spirit of God rested. In the same way as the Spirit of God rests within us, effectively making the believers, the church, the individuals who make up the church, the new Holy of Holies in God's new mobile and frankly, non-geographic temple, the Holy Spirit that was pleased with the nation of Israel that made the bread double and quadruple and quintuple and however else you care to look at it, is still active within the lives of our believers, but now instead of in the temple, it's in our lives. And it makes things double and triple and quadruple and quintuple and however far you want to go up in our lives too, by providing us grace, mercy, wisdom, understanding, hope, love, and love. It's worth saying a couple of times because there is nothing greater in the kingdom of God than love. But it does so, it multiplies it so in such a way that we don't have as much as we need. We have more than what we need. Because what do you think that the disciples did with all those leftovers? They distributed it to more people What do we do when we receive more love, more grace, more mercy than we ourselves could possibly need? We distribute it to our neighbors in the form of proclaiming God's love, proclaiming God's grace, proclaiming the new life that we've received in Christ Jesus. We share it with those who are around us because we are the new priests in the new temple, inhabited by this new indwelling of the Holy Spirit, in which God takes these loaves and multiplies them, just like he multiplied them for the ancient priests in the Second Temple era, just like he multiplied them for the people who sat down in the grass to have a meal with Jesus. He multiplies our blessings as well, in order that we might have all that we need and more, in order that we might remember to share it with our neighbors.